these divrei Torah should be Le'ilui Nishmat Gabriel ben Rabbi Chiya, Alav Shalom. I always say to myself, I don't know if it's a good idea for me to follow Harav Hayakar Shelanu. I don't really think it's such a good idea, because, you know, I may come and spoil it, but I hope that the words that we say can sort of complement and add and be as a supplement to the heart and feelings that we just heard. These days of Ben HaMetzarim that come to an end today, the 3 weeks, are days of Tochecha, are days of Musar, whether in their halachot or in their minhagim, in the hanhagot of these days. Every single halacha, every single hanhaga that we do is a musar, is a tochecha to us. And the tvi'a, the claim on us is, kol dor shelo nivna bet hamikdash beyamav, kilu nechrav beyamav. That any generation, we keep on every year, again and again, we come back to Tisha B'Av. As if, what's this? You know, it's not supposed to happen again. We're not supposed to have another Tisha B'Av. It's not supposed to be. We get used to thinking, oh, there's a Tisha B'Av. We're not supposed to have a Tisha B'Av. We have to get that through our heads. We have to really understand that that's not the way life is supposed to be. Life is supposed to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Life is supposed to be in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Life is supposed to be with Aliyah LaRegel. It's not supposed to be this way, that we sit on the floor once a year. That's not in the plans. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And if it continues, it's our fault. It's a tviya on us. It's because we're not doing enough, because of all the words that we just heard. We don't have the pnimiyut, we don't have the heart. Something is wrong. There is a tviya on us. So you think I'm going to sit here and give you musar? Right? I'll tell you. We have to be careful how to say musar and how to receive musar. Already in the time of the Mishnah, the Gemara told us that already then, we don't have anyone who knows how to give musar. Already then. In our time, Rabotai, it's a double problem. Maybe we have people who know how to give musar, or at least they think they know. But we don't know how to receive musar anymore. And it's a double-edged sword. It's either people get insulted or people get depressed. We don't know how to get musar anymore. They said we don't have someone who knows how to give musar. I doubt if we have people who know how to receive musar today. It's very delicate, very, very sensitive. We live in sensitive times. And the Rav spoke about our senses. We live in sensitive times because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a hint. Use your senses. Be sensitive for what's correct. People don't know how to get musar anymore. Again, they either get insulted. How'd you tell me this? Who do you think you are? Keshot atzmecha, tol korah miben shinecha, miben enecha. Or a bigger machala, and this is really more serious. They get depressed. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the avelut of Tisha B'Av, what it's supposed to be, what is the difference between merirut and atzvut. And I'm taking my words from a sefer of Sichot Musar from Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter, Shlita, a big tzaddik in Yerushalayim, a big mikubal, and a tremendous tzaddik. He's not known enough, he should be. And so I want to share with you words from him, with additions here and there, but really based on his words. And that's the title that he gives, to know the difference between merirut, bitterness, and atzvut, and sadness, which is unwanted. Merirut. We're supposed to feel a bitterness of heart on Tisha B'Av during Ben HaMetzarim. But we have to be very careful not to turn that bitterness into depression, into unhealthy and undesirable sadness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want, even during these days. The difference between merirut and atzvut is merirut, when a person feels bitter, but it's possible to shed tears of bitterness while knowing that there is hope, while at the same time yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing that He's still there. I don't know if I mentioned this. I remember when my Rosh Yeshiva, Alav HaShalom, passed away in the year 2008 in Tevet of Tavshin Samechet, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, Alav HaShalom. Yeshivat Mir was in shambles the day that he passed away. It was like losing, to say, the captain of the ship, like losing the father, like losing the Rav, like losing guidance. It was like as if, where do we go now? Seriously. And I remember that day of the Levaya. A packed Bet Midrash. It was packed, overflowing outside. Ocean Parkway was packed. And the Bet Midrash, I don't even know how I got in. I don't even know how I happened to land the spot where I learned for 3 years straight with my chavuta, and we met each other. We looked at each other, we couldn't believe it. This is where we learned for 3 years, and here we are. What are the chances? And it was hesped after hesped, eulogy after eulogy after eulogy. And it was very hard to handle. And then came the turn of the grandson of Rav Avigdor Miller, Alav HaShalom, Rav Eliyahu Brag, Shichye Le'orech Yamim Tovim. I was zochet to learn with him also b'chavuta for years. We went over the shiurim of the Rosh Yeshiva, and we wrote them down. And I remember he got up to speak, and he didn't look sad. And let me tell you something. He was the biggest talmid of the Rosh Yeshiva. He was the right-hand, left-hand man of the Rosh Yeshiva. Before the Rosh Yeshiva gave his shiur klali, he would sit down and review it with him. For 35 years, he learned by Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, Alav HaShalom. He was this talmid muvhak. Everything he said was from either his grandfather or the Rosh Yeshiva. Everything. And he got up and he said a sentence that I will never forget. He said, Rabotai, he didn't say Rabotai. He said, Raboisai. Rabotai, Hashem didn't leave us. He said, I'll never forget. It was like water, cold water on the face of a thirsty person in mid-desert. Hashem didn't leave us. Hashem is still here. Hashem is still here. He's still with us. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. So that's what I want to talk about. I saw a story in a book called Soul of Jerusalem by Rav Shlomo Kalbach, a real neshama of a Jew. He says a story. About a couple who loved each other. They lived in Rome. I hope I remember all the details. They lived in Rome. They loved each other. But they were always fighting. Always fighting. And so they decided that they're going to separate for a while to see how it goes. They're going to separate. She decided she's going to go to her mother in Florence. And he's going to tour Europe. They liked the house. And he promised her, I'm going to write you a letter every week. Every week I will write you a letter. Comes the next week, she receives a letter from her husband. What is he saying? I went to Paris, I met this nice lady, and I think we're going to get married. Oh, okay. The next week, she's by her mother still, she receives another letter. He says, you remember that lady I told you about last week? That wasn't the real thing. This week, I'm in Hamburg. I met this nice lady. I think this is it. We're going to get married. And every week, another letter, another lady, another story. She couldn't take it anymore. She said, I have to leave my mother's house. I'm getting these letters here. I can't. It just causes me this sadness. And she decided that she's going to go back to the house. She went back to Rome, to the house. She unlocks the door and she goes through room by room, each room. She's touring each room, and it was hard for her. She had good memories. Boy, how nice it was here and how nice it was there. And she's going around the whole house. And she's saying to herself, but at least here I'm safe from his letters. Well, what's this? It's craziness. And she goes to the end of the house to where his study was, and she sees the light is on. And she sees the light is on. She sees he's there. He's sitting, he's writing. And he got up, he saw her. He was so happy to see her. She asks him, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? So he tells her, you know, I want you to know I was waiting for you here all the time. I never left the house. And those letters that you got, I hired someone to write them. They're not true. I just wrote them. I hired someone to write them so that you shouldn't come here, so that you shouldn't know that I'm here. But I want you to know that I was waiting for you to come. All throughout our history, Rabotai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote us letters ever since Chorban Beit HaMikdash. He wrote us letters where we think that, how could you do this to us? How could you do this to us? Chorban Beit HaMikdash, Harugei Beitar, the Crusaders, the Spanish Inquisition, the 6 million Jews, and everything in between. Each one is a letter from Borei Olam. A letter that we read and we say, how could you do this to us? Why? Why? We thought you love us. You don't love us anymore. But you know, Rabotai, sometimes when we get back to him, whether we go back to the Kotel or we go back to the Gemara, we go back to a Sidur, we hear a voice, and that voice is saying, I'm waiting for you. I'm still here. I never left you. We hear that. We hear that from time to time when we're really there. We hear, he never really left us. He's just waiting for us all the time, all these years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. That is so important, Rabotai, to reiterate again and again. I was reading this morning Megillat Echa. Were you also? So this morning when it hit me, I'm telling you the truth. That I wasn't going to quote from Echa. But this morning when we read, it wasn't the part that I was reading. It was Perek Gimel. And in Perek Gimel, it says like this. I just want to read Psukim with you. In the middle, Vatiznach mishalom nafshi nashiti tova. My soul forgot about peace. I forgot what good means. Va'omar avad nitzchi v'tochalti me'ashem. And I thought to myself, all hope is lost. My hope in Hashem is gone. Zechor onyi umrudi la'anav harosh. Remember, Hashem, my affliction, my bitterness, how bitter it is, la'anav harosh. So Yirmiyah continues as if, maybe we can say this pirush, Yirmiyah says now the answer back to these feelings. Zachor tizkor v'tashoach alai nafshi. Remember, don't forget. Yes, v'tashoach alai nafshi. Our spirit is low, is bent over. But while we are bent over, zot ashiv elibi alken ochil. This is what I bring back into my heart, like vahashevota elevavecha. This is what I bring back into my heart, alken ochil, and therefore I yearn, and therefore I hope. He just said before, avad nitzchi v'tochalti. And now he's saying, alken ochil. So it's what we're supposed to tell back to the Yetzer Hara of depression. We're supposed to answer back and say, zachor eskor, v'tashoach alai nafshi. Zot ashiv elibi alken ochil. What is it? What is it, ashiv elibi? What do I have to remind myself? Chazde Hashem ki lo tamnu ki lo chalu rachamav. The chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu never finish. They never stop. And therefore, chadashim la bekarim rabba emunatecha. The emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is refreshing. It refreshes us every morning anew. Every day we start anew. Chelki Hashem amera nafshi. My nefesh tells me, my share, you know who's my share? My share is Hashem. It's not something that you can buy in the stock market. It's not something that you can get on Wall Street. Chelki, my share, is Hashem. Amra nafshi. Alken, again he repeats, Alken ochil lo. And therefore I yearn and I hope to him. Tov Hashem lekovav, lenefesh tidreshenu. Hashem is good to those who hope to him, to the soul that seeks him. Tov v'yachil v'dumam litshuat Hashem. It's good to hope and to keep quiet, to be mourning, but hopeful litshuat Hashem for the teshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just want to give you some Mare Mekomot to study. From Sifrei HaChassidut Rabotai. Why not? You heard of Sefer HaTanya. Learn Perek Lamed Aleph. Learn Perek Lamed Aleph and learn Perek... Learn the whole Sefer. What am I talking about? But for homework, learn Perek Lamed Aleph and Perek Lamed Bet. Lev. It's Lev. But Perek Lamed Aleph teaches us how to be sad. How to be sad. Not to be sad the wrong way. Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter brings from the pasuk, Ve'ed ya'aleh min ha'aretz ve'ishka et kol penei ha'adama. Ve'ed ya'aleh min ha'aretz, the vapor that goes up from the aretz is the anacha, is the sigh of a Jew, the sigh of sadness of a Jew who realizes his state, who realizes that he's low, that he's not doing what he's supposed to do, that he comes up short, that he's sinful. So there's a sigh that comes up to Shamayim, ve'ed ya'ale min ha'aretz, from the artziut, from the total preoccupation in materialism. So there's a sigh, a Jew gives a sigh. You ever heard that Jewish sigh? I forgot the word, in Yiddish. A krechts. A Jewish krechts, anacha. A Jew who goes to work, and in middle of work, he's doing okay. He's doing all right. But in middle, he gives that Jewish sigh. Ah, you know what he's hoping. He's hoping he could be sitting and learning. He's hoping he could be, like Mordechai ben David had a song once. I'd rather pray and sing. I'd rather pray and sing is the sigh that a Jew has all the time. In his office, in his workplace, in wherever he is. Sometimes even in shul. Sometimes even in Beit HaKnesset. Sometimes even in yeshiva. A Jew gives that krechts. Why am I? What am I doing? Why am I not doing enough? Why don't I understand? Why am I not clear? That's gold, Rabotai. That's gold. Ve'ed ya'ale min ha'aretz ve'ishkait kol p'nei ha'adama. There is such a shefa of yeshuot, of brachot, that can come from those feelings. If the Yetzer Hara doesn't ruin it. Because many times what happens, unfortunately, many times the Yetzer Hara says, oh, that's my opening. That's my opening. You see who you are? You see what you're worth? You see? What does Hashem have from your davening? What does He have from your Torah? It's worth nothing. Remember what you did? Remember what you saw? You're worth nothing. And he goes on and on and on. I remember Rav Dan Segel, Alav Shalom, the great Mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael. He said a pirush, maybe he said, it was then back in the days of yeshiva, I don't remember if he said in the name of Baal Shem Tov or not, it was the first time I heard Baal Shem Tov. Zedim helitzuni ad meod, mitoratecha lo natiti. Zedim helitzuni ad meod. Pshat of the pasuk, zedim means reshaim. Reshaim make fun of me a lot. Helitzuni ad meod. Mitoratcha lo natiti, I don't budge from your Torah. But he said a pirush, zedim means avonot zedonot. When a person does averot bemezid. Zedim, helitzuni ad meod. They come back to me, those averot, and they make fun of me. And when they see me come to pray, they say, wow, who thinks he's coming to pray now? A tzaddik chadash bashetach. A new tzaddik, who do you think you are? Well, you forgot what you did? It's the biggest ona'at varim. The Mishnah says in Masechet Bamitzia, what's lo tonu ish et amito? What's an example that Chazal give us? When you go to a Baal Tshuva and you tell him, Zecho ma'asecha harishonim. So who's the biggest Baal Ona'at Dvarim? The biggest Baal Ona'at Dvarim is the Yetzer Hara himself. It's this one inside here. He's the one who comes to us and he says, Zecho ma'asecha harishonim. Zecho yamecha kedumim. Remember when you were like this, when you were like that. Remember what you said, remember what you did. And he causes a person to fall, chas v'shalom, into atzvut. That's the worst poisonous yetzer hara that we have today, Rabotai. I wish that Rabbanim and Yeshiva would talk about this. I wish. Who am I to give musar to Rabbanim? I'm just sharing with you my heart. I wish people would talk more about this in Yeshiva. It's a malady that is found in many places. You know, I'll tell you another chidush that I thought about not during Tisha B'Av, during when we were sitting on the floor doing saying Tikkun Chatzot every day before Mincha. So this I wrote down to myself. I didn't want to forget it. I'm so not going in order. We say a pasuk, it's at the end of Echa. Listen to this, Rabotai. Zekenim misha'ar shavatu bachurim mineginatam. Listen to this. Yumiya is mekonen, is lamenting over the state of affairs of Am Yisrael. And so the pshat first, always have to learn the pshat first. Zekenim misha'ar shavatu. Zekenim means the rabbanim, the dayanim. How do I know that? Anytime it says in Tanakh sha'ar, when it says gates, it's referring to Bate Dinim. It's referring to the Bate Mishpat, to the places of Torah, of Hora'ah. Noda b'she'arim ba'ala b'shivto im zikne'al. She'arim. She'arim means places of Torah. That's the Lashon of Tanakh, by the way. Even if you come with a little nugget you put in your pocket, you came tonight, you heard something. Even if you came from 7 o'clock and on. Zekenim isha'ar shavatu, Yirmiyah says, oy va'voy. Zekenim Mishar Shavatu. The Talmidei Chachamim, the Rabbanim, have ceased to teach. When Chorban Bet HaMikdash happened, the Sanhedrin had to run for their lives. So Zekenim Mishar Shavatu. It was a strike. A forceful strike, not that they wanted. Mishar Shavatu. Then it says, Bachurim Mineginatam. And the Bachurim from their songs, from their singing. What he means is that the Bachurim stopped singing by the time of what? Of Chorban Bet HaMikdash. But I was thinking that you could say, Zekenim Mishar Shavatu Bachurim Mineginatam. That when the Zekenim stopped to teach, the Bachurim stopped to sing. That's the way it's supposed to be. The way it's supposed to be is that the Bachurim stopped to sing when the Zekenim stopped to teach. Unfortunately, what really happens is that when the Zekenim stopped to teach, the Bachurim begin to sing. So we hear that in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, what type of Torah did the Zekenim teach? The type of Torah that caused Bachurim to sing. And when the Zekenim stopped to teach, the Bachurim stopped to sing. That's the Torah that has to be given today, Rabotai. Gemara Masechet Baba Kama has to be taught in a way that causes boys to sing. Not to sing when they finish, when they stop, when they have a day off. Baba Kama is a song. Baba Kama is a song, Rabotai. Baba Metzia is a song. Baba Batra is a song. It has to be taught that way. It has to be taught in a way of simcha. Chelki Hashem, Amira Nafshi. Every word in Tosfot is Chelki Hashem, is my share of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me read to you what Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita writes. You're not going to believe a certain line that he writes. And that's why I want to read it to you. Yesh leitbonen, it's under the title Tisha Be'av Ikre Moed. Tisha Be'av is called a Moed. And that's why we didn't say Tachanun. And that's why we were supposed to not to say Tzidkatecha yesterday. You're stuck with me, so that's what happened. Tisha Be'av Ikre Moed. It's called Moed. It's a Moed. How's Tisha B'Av is a Moed? So he says, Lo Yuman, Yesh Leitbonen Begodel Ma'alat HaSimcha. Ota Simcha Shel Kol Yehudi Mizera Yisrael. We have to think sometimes into the happiness that a Jew has to feel. Simchat Yahaduto. The Simcha of being Jewish. Shu simcha gedola ve'atzuma ad en ketz. There is no end to the joy, to the simcha of being Jewish. You know, I mentioned Rav Eliyahu Brag before. Yizacher al tov. So one time I woke up late, Rabotai. I'm sorry. Et chataya ani mazkir hayom. One time I woke up late after shachrit, and I was supposed to learn with him. It's a bushot. See, he came to wake me up. But you're safe with him. You know how he woke me up? See, I was very embarrassed to wake up. So I made believe I don't hear him. I can't believe I'm saying this. See, he told me, I'll never forget this. I was 19. I remember. Told me, Mordechai, get up. Let's dance a Shelo Asani Goy. How do you not wake up? Let's dance a Shelo Asani Goy. You know what we did? We did. If we would realize how happy it is to be a Jew, we would be running outside in that rain and we would be screaming to high heavens, I'm Jewish. Ani Yehudi. But I didn't come to the line yet. Adam zachashu mizera Yaakov. We are zoche. We come from Yaakov Avinu. Me'am she'akadosh baruch hu b'chvodo be'atzmo b'charbo. From the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself chose us. From that nation. We're still here. And he's still here. Shehi simcha poretzet gvulot. This is a joy that breaks all boundaries. Now watch what he says. And I underline this. I can't believe it. And that's why I want to read it inside because I can't say it. Ad kedikach. It's such a happiness. You're bracing yourselves. Sheyesh listapek im ha'adam sameach kol tzorko bepurim kemo shehu be'emet tzarich lismoach b'tisha be'av. Some people might take this sefer and put it in Gnizah right now. The people who don't know what simcha means. He's saying, Ad kedekach, that I am doubtful, he says, if a Jew is really happy on Purim, the way he should be happy on Tisha B'Av. Ve'kol zot me'etzem simchat ya'aduto. He's not telling you to get off the floor. That's not what he's saying. He's not saying you shouldn't cry on Tisha B'Av. No. He's not saying we shouldn't read Megillat Echa and say the kinot. No. He's not saying we should now celebrate with a pie of pizza. No! He's saying, Rabotai, know how to cry. Know how to read Megillat Echa. Tov Hashem lekovav, lenefesh tidreshenu. Ve'agam shu nimtza bi'itzumo shel tzom tisha be'av shu et tza'ar. And in the midst of Tisha B'Av, which is a time of tzar, and the tzar shel itzavon ruach ve'yeush, this is not sadness of giving up hope, of yeush, ela ke'ev shel merirut ve'shivron lev. It's a sadness, it is a pain of bitter heart, she'adam tzach litmarmer ala aveda gdola she'avadnu et bet ha-mikdash ve'anu shroyim begalut ha-mar haze behester panim ze kama ve'kama. You know what he's saying? We're sitting on the floor in Tisha B'Av. We're supposed to be bitter over the fact that nobody gets it out there. Nobody gets it, what it means to be a Jew. What a happiness it is. That's why we are mitabel. Such a hester panim, hastara betoch hastara. It's such a hiding of the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in midst of another hiding, with another layer, people don't see. They don't see what it means. When I say people, we're talking about ourselves, we don't see what it means to be a Jew. But Tisha B'Av is a day of tikva, Rabotai. I saw a beautiful chidush he brings here. There's so much to say. He brings Me'arav HaKadosh Mistrelisk. Chazal say at the end of Masechet Sotah, many simanim of the days of Mashiach. And Rabotai, today you don't need to learn this Mishnah inside, you just have to walk the streets. And you learn that Mishnah outside. And so the Mishnah says, or the Gemara over there teaches us, that one of the simanim of Mashiach, that in the time before Mashiach, chutzpah yisge. The translation from Aramaic is that chutzpah, audacity, brazenness, yisge, will increase, will know no bounds. So we don't need to talk about pshutam shel dvarim, because ze dvarim shebidukim umnusim. As we understand, we see it, pashut, okay. And we hear musar about it all the time, chutzpah, no doubt. But listen to what a kadosh, how he takes these words. And he says, hainu l'shelifne biata Mashiach. There's going to be one problem before Mashiach comes. Habal davar, that's the yetzer hara, is going to be mafriya la'avod et Hashem itbarach b'emtzaut ha'atzvut ha'rabba sheyorid la'olam. the Yetzer Hara right before Mashiach is going to bring Meloch Ofnaim, sadness, into the world. Today there is sadness and depression that our grandfathers, grandparents, great-grandparents, they didn't know about. They didn't know about. Today, it's rampant. Rampant. Shegami ma'adam ya'avod et Hashem itbarach v'yasok betorah u'bitfilah. The Yetzer Hara, even when he sees that we're learning Torah and doing tefillah, Yachnis bo ha-yetzer hara, ruach shtut shel atzvut asher tefatehu. The Yetzer Hara comes and brings in a ruach shtut to tell him, re'e gam re'e encha shaveh klu. Look at you, what are you worth? Hare ata re'e kum rokan mikol, what do you know? You didn't go to a high yeshiva, you went to this and this place, so you don't know Gemara, so who do you think you are? So you don't know this, so who do you think you are? Haim ata mesugal v'shayach lilmod u'litpalel? What? You're coming now? What do you think? You're the next Rosh Yeshiva now? U'bekach u'mapilo. Avotai, you have no idea how many people fall prey to this Yetzer Hara. I'm telling you, akimat, you see it every day. I'm telling you. V'eno yachol lehamshich u'litkadem. So the Yetzer Hara won the battle. Bet ha'ochel u'bet ha'shena. Ena Yetzer Hara ba la'adam. The time when we eat, we drink, Yetzer Hara is very happy. He takes a vacation at that time. Et kol ha-cheshbonot halalu miniach dafka le'et ha-limud ve'atfila. All these cheshbonot, he begins in the mind when he begins to sit down and learn. You get to sit down and learn. Then he starts telling you, reminding you who he thinks you are. So says the Strel Yisker alav ha-shalom, he says, what's the etzah? What's the advice? Before Mashiach comes, when the Yetzer Hara comes with his chutzpah, he comes with his atzvut, with his sadness, chutzpah yisge. Yisge in Hebrew also means sagi choach, means to uplift, to be high. Chutzpah yisge. Have some chutzpah against that Yetzer Hara. You hear that? Have some chutzpah against that Yetzer Hara. Lo valo, you tell him. No, ani chafetz davka lilmud, davka litpalel, davka litgagea ulishtokek elav yitbarach. Yes, I want bedavka to become a tzaddik. I want bedavka to become great. Don't tell me I can't finish this masechet. Don't tell me I can't learn this sefer musar. It's too deep for me. Don't tell me. I'm going to do it anyway. What a chutzpah that is. Who do you think you are, Bemet? Chutzpah yiske. That's the only way to answer the Yetzer Hara today. I want to share with you something that I saw from a sefer, a little kuntres that was handed to me a year ago, Me'afar Kumi, Rav Sharabani from Brooklyn. He brings a pasuk. It says a pasuk in Amos, which the Gemara quotes in Masechet Brachot. Nafla lo tosif kum betulat Yisrael. It's a very harsh pasuk. The pshat of the pasuk is very harsh, because we put the comma after the word kum. Nafla lo tosif kum betulat Yisrael. Am Yisrael fell in a way that cannot rise from. The Navi says something unbelievable. Comes along the Gemara. Maybe in the Gemara they learned some Sifrei Chassidut. I don't know. The Gemara in Masechet Brachot takes the pasuk and turns it around. Turns it around by just rearranging the furniture. Just taking the comma. The Gemara explains, Nafla lo tosif kum betulat Yisrael. Nafla lo tosif. You're not going to fall again. Lo tosif uledavaod. Kum betulat Yisrael. Get up, arise, betulat Yisrael. So now, it's a big question. How could you do that? How do you have the right to do that? The pasuk is not saying that. The pasuk, look in the ta'amim. What do we have ta'amim for? So the comma is by the kum, meaning the pasuk is giving us musar. So how could Chazal come and turn around the pasuk? It's not right. So without going into Arichut, we don't have much time. He explains a beautiful thing here. But he says the idea that there are 50 Sha'are Tum'ah. And he says, the word Tameh is Begematria 50. But in an interesting way. Tameh, Tet Mem Aleph. Tet Mem, that's 49. Aleph is 1. So 49 plus 1, that's 50. So what's this plus 1? So he says, there are 50 Sha'are Tum'ah. The lowest is the 50th. The lowest Sha'ara Tum'ah is when Hashem has no choice, kivyachol, but to bring you up, because you can't do it. Which means when it looks like there's no hope, when it looks like Hashem sent that letter, that there's no hope, when it looks like, what am I? Shum davar. And a person reached that level of Tum'ah, of the Sha'ar HaChamishim Sheba Tum'ah, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he says, Somech Hashem Lechol HaNofelim. Chol Chaf Lamed B'Gematria 50. Somech Hashem Lechol HaNofelim. He says here that the word Yipol, Yipol, not Nofel, Yipol, always going to fall, is Begematria 126. 126 is Begematria 1, Somech. When it's Yipol, Hashem is there to be Somech. Somech Hashem Lechol HaNofel Im. Im Yud Mem is 50. Lechol HaNofel Im. Even to the one who fell into the 50th Sha'ara Tum'ah. Somech. Yipol, Somech Hashem, Lechol HaNoflim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to be with us and to pick us up. He's always there. He never left us. He's waiting for us. And when someone is so heartbroken that he doesn't realize, how am I going to get out of this one? No, that is exactly the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to pick us up. And he says something unbelievable. I want to leave you with this. Beautiful. A gematria. Put this in your pocket, Rabotai. No, but put this in your pocket. It says, Chayav Adam lemashmesh bekiso v'chol sha'a v'sha'a. Not Chayav Adam. Darko shel Adam. Lo, a person, the way of a person is to be memashmesh bekiso. Don't just put it in the pocket. You know, we have things in the pocket, we forget about it. You find it by Pesach. No, no. You're supposed to look for it every day. Listen to this. A pasuk that we say every morning, Ve'et tzara hi le'Yaakov, u'mimena yivashea. Ve'et tzara hi le'Yaakov, it's a time of tzara for Yaakov. U'mimena yivashea, you will be saved. You will be saved from it. But u'mimena is deeper. U'mimena means it's dafka from the tzara. U'mimena, from the tzara itself. Yivashea, it's because of the tzara itself. Because of the ve'et tzara. Sometimes when things go easy, we think we could do it on our own. So there's sort of a nituk chas v'shalom. There's sort of, like the Rav mentioned before, we don't ask for Mashiach when things are going good. But when do we ask for Mashiach? So we need Him to solve our problems. That's not what Hashem is waiting for. Hashem wants us to want Him. He wants us to want Him regardless, unconditional. So unfortunately, the difficulties of life are the remedy for that. We don't want any difficulties, and no difficulties should come on anyone. And that's why we're learning. That's why we learn. We learn so that we should give a substitute to all those. But we should know that if, lu yitzuyar, if chas v'shalom, there is a etzara, there is a time where a person puts his hand into a pocket for a nickel and he gets a dime. So the etzara hi le Yaakov, u'mimena yivashea, mimena. So he says such an unbelievable thing. Take the words et tzara, ayin taf tzadik resh he. Look at the nistar, look at the hidden letters. We all know what's the hidden letters, right? Ayin, what's the hidden letters? Yud nun, ayin, yud nun. The hidden letter of taf, vav. The hidden letter of tzadi, dalid and yud. The hidden letter of resh, yud and shin, resh. So yud and shin. The hidden letter of He is Aleph. So you take the numerical value of those hidden letters, go home and do that. Et tzara, the hidden letters, it'll add up, use a good calculator now, it'll add up to 391. What's 391? Is Begematria Yeshua. Yeshua, Yud, Shin, Vav, Ein, He. That's Begematria 391. The Et tzara, Hiliyako. Umimena, in it, in the Nistar, Umimena, Yivashea, in the words, Etzara, there's Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never left us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. He's waiting for us more than we wait for Him. He's waiting for us. He's waiting for us to put on tefillin now, bidvekut. Dvekut, you're using such righteous words on us? See that? So that's the problem. That's the problem. Yes, bidvekut. What's dvekut? Why? We can do it. Like the famous story about Rav Gifter, Alav Shalom. Rav Gifter, when he was growing up in yeshiva, he was in the dormitory. And he had, you know this story, and he had picture frames of Gdolim, of Gdolei Torah. And there was one picture frame that was empty. And they looked behind. Why empty? They asked him. What? They looked behind the frame, and it said the words, "Why not me? Why not me? We can be great. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. He's with us, with each and every one of us. No matter who we think we are. No matter where we think we came from. We came from Zera Yaakov. We're Zera Yaakov. We come from Yaakov. We don't do it justice," he says. "Even on Purim, we don't do it justice. The joy and the happiness of being a Jew." So with that, we should put on tefillin. With that, we should pray mincha. And with that, we ask, with a shivron lev, with a broken heart, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Hashem tishkachenu netzach, Lama ta'azvenu l'orech yamim. Hashem, don't forget us. Hashem, don't cause it to take much longer. Ki im ma'os me'astanu, katzavta alenu ad me'od. Hashem, you're angry with us. You're very angry. But that's enough, we say to Hashem. That's how we end off Echa. We end off katzavta alenu ad me'od. Hashivenu Hashem elecha v'nashuva, chadesh yamenu kekedem. רבי חננה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך ירבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.